This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us later on in this hour with commentary about what's going on in the world of medicine, things that you haven't thought about, but when you hear his stories, you think, wow, how come I didn't know about that? Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden. Jennifer off again this week in a different world, as it were. Speaking of different worlds, how many people have thought that you would like to go into outer space? Remember from
I'd like to send you into outer space.
Well, I was just thinking of Alice to the moon.
To the moon.
All right, so we're going to learn more about what Virgin Galactic is going to do with a lady named Namira Salim. The trip, Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic, the first trip into outer space coming up. We'll figure out what the fascination is with so many of us. Have you ever examined that, what there is that you have to be, things that you don't think you can achieve that are out of this world, and yet you can achieve them if you work at it? I think that's the lesson of Richard Branson as much as anything else.
That guy's an amazing story.
What a story. I remember interviewing him. As a matter of fact, at the old Radio America studios.
He came in and sat right across from me in our dumpy old studios.
Yep.
And he walked in and
around,
put his feet up on the chair,
yep,
took the microphone, and
spent
was
an
just
hour
as comfortable as could be.
Yeah, we had a good conversation. Anyway, that's coming up. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says a Texas company is recalling nearly 91,000 pounds of ground beef might be contaminated with pieces of metal. Yum. Corpus Christi-based Sam Kane Beef Processors recalling the products after four consumer complaints about a piece of metal 3 millimeters in size being found in their hamburger. Three of the products being recalled, packages of 3, 5, and 10-pound hamburgers sold by HEB stores. Another was a set of 10-pound packages of formed patties. I never quite understood why it is if you can get fresh beef, you would buy frozen. Is it cheaper to buy this stuff? How much cheaper is this stuff?
You know, I stopped buying, even though they don't make it anymore, what was it called? The pink slime,
yeah,
stuff. I stopped buying the prepackaged. I only buy the fresh ground at the store now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can get the details of this giant beef recall at Doug Steffen. .com should you
I don't want to make anything that somebody in another state processed for me.
Yeah.
That's when it comes to ground beef. I mean, yeah, many foods you don't have a choice, but
mm-hmm,
when it comes to ground beef, I want to be able to talk to the guy that behind the glass there that was the one who
grind me a pound of that.
Right, yeah. Then I can ask him, why is there metal stuff in here?
Yeah, right. Bad weather in the Pacific this weekend, separate serious typhoons whacking away at parts of Japan. Actually, last week was a horrible week for Japan weather-wise. Man, did they get beaten up. And then the Marianas, Richie, north of where we were in Guam.
Yeah.
Got a good one, too. Three dead. Okinawa was hit badly. Let's see. Guam getting heavy winds and rain today. Those of you listening on K57 in Guam, what's the story? 888-302-3684. If you want to tell us the story. Sometimes because it's more, they have, I remember when we went out to the power station, you never think about these sorts of things. Where does the power come from? But on the island of Guam, the power, electric power, I mean, it's an island. It's in the middle of the Pacific.
Way out in the middle.
6 hours from anything. And it's not exactly a huge island to begin with. We took it as a protectorate after we used it during World War II to try to get closer to the Japanese. And there's an Anderson Air Force. Is it an Air Force base?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, is there. And that's where, on sort of the edge, if I remember correctly, the edge of the base is where the big power station is. And really what it is a bunch of big diesel engines that generate power. run the turbines, and that's how power is generated there. People don't realize, especially places like that, you couldn't get coal there for love nor money. As well, I mean, they transport the diesel out there, so why couldn't they transport coal? I suppose there's a question. Anyway, the point is that those areas are very vulnerable to big storms like this.
So U.S. airmen have been washed away in the storm in Japan.
Yeah, that's how last week has been a really tough week for weather out there. Yep. So let's see here. Other things, Ebola, is this how many pronounce his name? Is it Ashoka Mukpu became ill with a disease in Liberia.
God bless you.
Coming to the United States today, be treated at the Nebraska Medical Center, where they have a specialized isolation unit like they do in Atlanta at Emory.
This is the NBC cameraman?
Yep.
Moron.
Why do you say that?
Just stupid.
Well, being exposed to this stuff, you know, in a circumstance where you can, you know, say yes or no to the assignment. I think what Richie's saying is, why would you say yes to this assignment?
Why would they send anybody?
Well, because they want to get the story, Richie. They want you to be, they want you to know
at
first.
Cost.
Fast and factually, what's right. going on?
We can get the information without you sending over a cameraman who, mm-hmm. you know.
Gotta be first, though.
Gotta be first. I put him right up there with the guys that go hiking on the Iraq-Iran border and get thrown in jail.
Yeah. Well, this guy's from Liberia. He was
local
there.
Guy.
He was a freelancer that they hired after they got their news crew there.
Right.
Oh, so he didn't travel from here to there.
Mm-hmm. Right. He was helping. He was helping out.
Well, then it's just Dr. Nancy Snyderman, the NBC medical reporter. She's still...
Yeah. She's there. Or
she's an idiot.
They must have brought her home, right? Well, she's going to report on the medical ramifications first, fast and factually, Richie.
Stupid.
The lady we're going to meet in a moment, first Pakistani, first woman from Monaco to reach the North and South Poles, well-traveled lady, on the short list of 100 space tourists. Back in 2005, out of 44,000 who was interested in Richard Branson's quest to have the first commercial space ride. So we'll talk about the fascination we all have. I hope, I think, this is one of the things that brings us most together. Space and what we don't know. Up next here on Good Day.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or MakingStridesWalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Healthmart pharmacist. While much of healthcare has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a lady named Namira Saleem, who is an adventurer, first Pakistani astronaut. She hopes that she is going to be able to be a part of space using the Virgin Galactic means of getting up into space. Namira, nice to have you here. What is there about the Branson Project that fascinates you so much?
Hello, Doug. Thanks for inviting me. Well, it was really something. It was an inborn dream. I was, born believing that I would grow up to become an astronaut. And it just so happens that in my lifetime, private space flights have become a reality, and Richard Branson seems to be the first one to be able to take everybody up there. So, you know, that's how I got into the program.
Is it what you grew up around in Pakistan was news of what was going on in America, right? Our space program?
Exactly, and I used to feel back then that, you know, I would have to be a U.S. citizen or be in NASA to go to space, and I didn't know how it would happen, but I actually made a declaration when I was a teenager that I would grow up to become an astronaut, and I would go to space, and I was very confident, so I guess it's just a manifestation of my confidence that's, you know, showing up.
I love you.
Yeah.
That's an awesome
have
awesome
a dream
thing.
And follow it through. But it's going to cost $250,000 for the first flight. How are you going to do that?
Well, it was $200,000 when I joined, and that was in 2006. We have a family business in Dubai. We've been there since 35 years. So the business has funded it, and I'm part of the family business.
Oh, good for you. All right. So what's the date of the flight?
Nobody has a date because it all depends on safety regulations and clearance from FAA in the U.S., but we are very close to having the first, space flight end of the year. That's what Richard Branson keeps telling us. Mm-hmm. And hopefully next year we should be up in space with the commercial flight.
You know, I think that what we ought to do is have a broadcaster like me go up as good promotion for it. You want to speak to Branson about that for me? I'll go up. I'll take
sure.
The first ride, huh?
Sure. We'll have a word with him about that, too.
He doesn't sound very convincing at all. I'm teasing you. So your family is supportive of this. That's something that really helps, isn't it, when you have support behind you for your dream?
Well, actually, you know, they just heard it all throughout my life that I wanted to be an astronaut. And when it happened, it was very bizarre, but it was familiar, but they were not happy about it because they thought it's not safe and maybe I wouldn't come back. So it took a lot of convincing.
We only have a few seconds. You have to have special training for this first flight with Virgin Galactic?
Yes, of course. We've had one suborbital space flight training in the best simulator in the world.
Ah.
And now the next one is going to be like just before the flight in New Mexico at the first private spaceport.
Right. So I want to hear from you after you take that flight. Call me when you have the first flight, all right? Thank you, Namira Saleem, here on Good Day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'll tell you something. This woman, this young woman, is having quite an impactful career. She and Lady Gaga, not in the same sense, but they certainly have what it takes to be successful at a young age. Taylor Swift here, plenty of her own hits. Now she's going to be advising young singers on The Voice, how to do it themselves.
Yeah, good for her.
NBC says that she will be serving as a mentor to competitors as they get started later this month. First appearance will be on the 27th of October program, giving some primetime exposure to her new album, and that's why she's doing this, I'm sure. She'll be on for at least three shows, advising contestants on vocal technique and stage presence and picking the right song and all that sort of thing. So that's nice. Taylor Swift, lots of good
things.
She's
a good one to give advice. I mean, the guts that she had to leave a big-time record contract because they were pretty much putting her on the shelf and go to a small label because she figured she had a better chance of getting her records made and released. That's guts, man.
We have a video at DougStefan.com, which came from a leukemia patient who was surprised by a visit from Taylor Swift. This is one of those great, we have, Kenny does a great job of picking out these videos that we want you to see. The essence of this wonderful experience. She saw that a leukemia patient had a keyboard in his room. She offered to sing a song with him. They're just beautiful experiences. You can hear, but not well, because there's a lot of noise in the room itself. But it's neat to see. This is some of the audio from it.
You imagine how nervous you must be if you have somebody like Taylor Swift sitting there saying, hey, play something for me, I'll sing along with you.
Yeah. So he's playing the piano.
And she's kind of standing right next to him going through the music book trying to figure it out.
Check, just go watch this. Check out, our videos are really neat. Most of ours are aimed at getting you to think about mostly important stuff. Sometimes it's just plain silly.
Yeah, keep going.
Keep going. One of the other videos, Richie,
very cool,
that is at DougStefan.com, features a 5-year-old girl named Hannah. She was diagnosed with bilateral Wilms tumor disease, which is kidney cancer, in February.
I can't hear what she's saying, but she's got a lot of personality.
She went 6 months of chemotherapy.
Right now, both of those are all gone. Because the juice on the tumor went on the kidney. So the juice had badness in it. And the badness went on the kidney, so the kidney was bad. Even though the kidney was good, chemo has medicine to kill the cells that are growing the tumor. And the medicine keeps going and going to try and kill it. And it also damages the cells that grow my hair, so all my hair fell out. So I have something called radiation also. It's pretty fun because you get to blow bubbles, and I brought my cousin TV, and I got to sing along during, and you have these butterfly stickers. They draw on you with permanent marker, and you just have kind of like butterfly stickers.
Yeah, they knew butterfly stickers when they did my radiation.
Oh, my God.
This is really sweet. As it gets to the end, she tells you not to be afraid because if she could be brave, you could too.
On a Monday, and it's very exciting. If you have cancer, don't worry, because I am brave, and you can be brave also.
What a wonderful, that's sort of a commercial to explain to other children what they expect when they go through cancer.
Show them. I'm posting that for my friend who's battling cancer right now. I'm going to post that right now.
Yeah, and it's good for you too, Richie. Food for thought. Good day time, 28 past the hour.
I'm Haley Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. It's called the Real Pad.
The Real Pad is a first of its kind tablet that was designed for people who are apprehensive about using technology.
Terry Bradwell, Chief Information Officer at AARP.
One simple premise: usability, simplicity, ease of use.
With several key features, it's easy to access what you like to do.
Connecting to your family and friends, emailing, shopping, just common things that you want to do.
The RealPad comes with a tutorial showing you how to do all this, and it has a quick fix button.
We call it the one-click wonder. It will automatically dim your screen, shut down applications you're not using to conserve battery power.
And if you've lost your connection to the Internet, it will handle that as well. But that's not all the RealPad can do. Tomorrow, a look at other features. To find out more about the RealPad, go to aarprealpad.org. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check.
Didn't we delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
So today, I've got to be a good friend. Today, I'm gonna be a good friend. Today,
good day. After the hour, Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden here on duty at your side, at your service, and on your side. I think that sounds better, doesn't it? Here we are.
Works
starting another week of conversation and things that hopefully will be important to your life. No matter what time of day this program is on, hopefully it has impact. This is my Rush Limbaugh impression. How am I doing? Okay?
Is that all right?
We had, what was it, the beginning of Yom Kippur over the weekend, and then there was Eid al-Adha. You know what that is?
No clue.
Major Muslim holiday.
Oh.
Came together with the beginning of the new year for the Jewish faith. The Muslim year is a sequence of 12 lunar months. Do you know there are only 354 days in the Muslim calendar?
Really?
Yep.
How's that work out for them?
Well, the 33 Muslim years equal 32 solar years. The Muslim calendar year is shorter than the solar year by 11 days. That was, go back to when it was. It's kind of interesting.
The calendar thing is all a scam anyway.
Well, it's genius, though, when you think about how it all comes out straight. In terms of our calendar, for our purposes,
when
in
you
terms
think
of
about,
summer, fall, winter, spring, that kind of stuff.
When you think about the Gregorian calendar, right?
Mm-hmm.
How it was a 10-month calendar.
Right.
And then because of Caesar, I guess Julius Caesar. Okay,
well, that was the Caesar, and Julius and Augustus Caesar.
And Augustus, yeah. We need to name another month after them. So figure out a way. So... I guess they still took 365 days, and then instead of dividing it by 10, they divided it by 12, and here we are.
Yep. And you saw the same thing that I did last week, then, with regard to people asking, how come October, it was the beginning of October a week ago tomorrow, right? So I remember seeing a flood, and I don't know why it was this year, but a flood of things on Facebook and Twitter about why October, doesn't October, Octo, mean 8? So how did it get to be the 10th month of the year? December,
July,
see,
and August.
That was 10. Yeah, right. November,
Hail
that's
Caesar.
9. the Caesars decided they wanted to be represented in history. And so July is named after Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar August. Hello, ding, ding, ding. I'm taking a lot of figuring out. But how is it that everything does shake out when you think about it? 60 seconds is perfect. 60 minutes perfect. 24 hours perfect. 7 days a week perfect.
But is it?
Months?
Well, is it?
We are. Things go around in this cycle. This annual cycle, that at the end of the year, the end of the term, it all seems to make sense, right? Fall comes at the same point every year. Spring comes at the same point every year. Frosts come about the same time every fall in the Northeast. We came close to having one last night. Again, it's kind of early. We'd like to think it was early. It's not really, but you know, it was later for all of us who are growing things. But it's just amazing the semblance. Think about, once again,
it's crazy.
It's order, organization, and I say that because I'm fascinated with people who don't think there's any rhyme or reason to what goes on. There are a lot of silly things that actually don't make much rhyme or reason, but yet there are things that regard order and life that are just all in order.
I'm looking at all of the different calendars that are out there, okay?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Abbe Urbi Condita. Calendar. Right. Armenian calendar. Yeah. Assyrian calendar.
Right.
Baha calendar. Wow. Baha'i calendar.
Uh-huh.
Bengali calendar.
This
Burma
is alphabetical.
Calendar.
We're going to be here a long
the
time.
British regnal calendar. The Buddhist calendar. Burmese calendar.
Mm.
Byzantine.
Only
and the Chinese
States.
Calendar.
Yeah.
Coptic.
Goes
there's 100. Yeah. No, there's 50. There's about 50 calendars here.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we all end up on the same clock.
Yep. Yeah, we do. Pretty amazing.
Korea's got their own calendar.
Yeah. Governor Bobby Jindal says President Obama should stop accepting flights, or should... He's not going to stop accepting, but he's one of the latest. Is Bobby Jindal running for something? I wondered why this got more attention than some other people saying, we got to stop all flights that are coming
because of what he's saying.
From nations. Right, exactly. And but it's common sense. Why isn't somebody doing this? Why
it's
in the world?
It's absolutely common sense.
It's nothing but common sense. Two passengers were escorted from a Newark flight because they had their passenger manifest suggested they'd started their flight in one of the countries where there is a problem. So thankfully, somebody was watching the passenger manifest. When they got off the plane, they were greeted by guards, and they were taken into custody. It's protective custody. Most of them, they didn't go to jail, but they their passenger manifest gave people cause to have concerns. So let's make sure we take them and put them somewhere where they can't be a harm to anybody.
Let's throw this out there.
What's that, Rich?
Bobby Jindal. Governor of the state of Louisiana, great state of Louisiana.
Yeah.
I wonder as a governor whether he could refuse to accept passengers from any of those countries.
Interesting.
Whether he could mandate all of the airports in Louisiana check their flight manifests for anybody with a passport from any of the countries, Sierra Leone, Liberia, whatever it is, and say, no.
You can't come.
You can't come.
Well, why not? Well, so the feds have authority over airports, but you could still, when they walk off the airport grounds, you know, you watch these people and track them and stuff. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, so you can't keep them from getting off the plane because that's feds.
Right.
Right.
The feds, if they had any brains, would be doing that. Hello, ding, 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 ding.
The key phrase there is if they had any brains.
Right. Yeah. All right, so speaking of having brains, yet another problem has surfaced with the Secret Service as if they didn't have enough. It was found that somebody got backstage at an Obama event. Was it late September? I think it was. And it wasn't a fundraiser. I forget where it was. But this guy presented himself as a congressman. He was no more a congressman than you and me. Secret Service didn't check him out. Okay, yes, Congressman Smith. Please come on. The president will be happy to meet you. There's no Congressman Smith. And they didn't figure it out. It took them a while to even figure it out. Whenever I've been in the White House, I have to be checked from A to Z. What are these people doing? So isn't there some new guy that was installed on Friday?
Clancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who
was retired.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not
right.
Tom Clancy.
Joseph, I know, it's Joseph Clancy. I was just playing along to see if you were paying attention. Joseph Clancy officially begins today as interim director of the Secret Service. Da-da-da-da. So what's he going to do to screw things up? Although he looks like he has that.
He's kind of more the old school guy. They're bringing him back to.
He was there once already, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He retired.
Yep. Okay, we were talking about the Supreme Court. They start their session today. First matter of business, the American Civil Liberties Union filing appeals to stop Wisconsin from requiring you to have voter ID. How do they find? You can go to Twitter at ACLU and see the story. How do they find justification for this? How do you think they will? Or will they? What is the Supreme Court going to say? It just seems to me to be a matter of common sense. So why are they fighting this? Why does the ACLU want people not to show ID? That's really what this is about. What is harmed? And if you say, well, some people don't have a chance to get ID, then how are they? I expect not to see them driving a car. I expect to not see them buying alcohol. I expect them not to be able to do anything that requires a license, right? Which is pretty much everything. You got to show and prove who you are to do most anything. Is there a day in your life? I'm trying to remember the last time I went through a day and I didn't have to show my ID. I can't remember the last time. Richie, when's the last time you showed your ID?
Saturday night.
Yeah. On what circumstance?
One of my tickets was bad to get into the Nationals game.
Really?
And so I had to find it in an email form, and then they just asked me, can I see your ID? And I was like, yeah, sure, here you go. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that there is a lot to be said for having this requirement. I'm just so put off. It's
ridiculous.
Very off-putting.
In Virginia, yeah. I walk in to vote, and my next door neighbor is the one who checks me in.
Yeah.
Asks for my ID.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I go, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. This woman has lived right next door to me for 12 years. And still asks for my ID because that's what she's told to do.
Before we get to Dr. Bruce Shanahoff with today's Between the Lines, I did not have a chance because there were other anecdotal references to the NFL and to the problems that that youngsters have and adults have with all the crowing from the members of the union and the NFL last week about whether the settlement went, which nine of the players have opted out, going to handle it on their own. There was a story late last week about a Long Island high school football player who died in the game. I don't think it was a Friday night game. But he got into a situation where he was playing, as the kids are all playing vigorously, and he collided with another player on the field, and he died. High school football player dies after on-field collision. What parent, when they see that, thinks it's a good idea for my, oh, it's just one of those things. Really? So you're going to encourage your child to go out there and take a chance with his life? Really? That's what you're going to do? Congratulations. You're the parent of the year, or maybe you're the boob of the year, letting your child play football in a circumstance as exists today with what we know. You're a boob if you let your... Oh, how many people? I hope I've offended a lot of people with that.
I think you probably, yeah.
Yeah, good, okay.
At least a few.
Okay, good. You're a boob if you encourage your child to play football. How's that? Click, 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 click. You're a boob. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, no boob, no stranger to these airwaves, with Between the Lines Medically coming up next year on Good Day.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number.
That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Dr. Bruce Shanahoff joins us on Mondays, does a lot of research in his back clinic. He's a chiropractor who specializes in fixing your back. Check out his website, 818newback.com. Man, do I wish I was out there with you. I have pulled a muscle in my upper back, and it is excruciating. You'll laugh when I tell you how I did it. I was picking up cinder blocks. There were a couple of them laying in places that were not good on the farm, so I picked them both up, and I threw them in the back of my pickup truck, and I picked up the one with my hand on top of the block, so I picked it up and lifted it up with my arm. Instead of lifting up, I lifted sort of down up, do you know what I mean? And then when I heaved it into the bed of the truck, I could feel it go, and so I have, that's been an agony. I've taken Advil, but I wish I were around you so that you could straighten it out.
Somebody told me the other day, and Bruce, I don't know whether you know, but eating alfalfa or avocado or something helps your muscle collect all of the protein in your body to help strengthen the muscle and repair the muscle when you do something like this.
Yeah, Rich, I've never heard that, but, you know, In fact, food is our medicine. I mean, there are foods out there, you know, we've talked about turmeric and things like that, and, you know, there's so many things that are available that help build our health and that are just forgotten wisdom. People just forgot about it and were told, no, it's all down at the pharmacy. That's where you find your solutions, and it's a shame. But I would like to check that out. That sounds, you know, quite reasonable to me.
All right. Well, let's find out what else is reasonable but yet not understood by some people. What's between the lines this week?
Well, you know, I had a Don Quixote moment over the weekend, and I started a White House petition.
Really?
And I would like your help and the help of all the listeners to get this, not the numbers of signatures on the petition up high enough so that the White House has to respond. In terms of our health insurance, it's time to close the loophole that PPO insurances enjoy that allows them to shift the financial burden to us, the patients, by paying less to out-of-network doctors. You know, the insurance companies don't license doctors. The states do. And if you have a medical need under your policy, there's no reason why the insurance company should be allowed to pay less to a provider who's licensed to provide that service because they're out of their network. It's a meaningless thing. It's a way that the insurance companies just get to control doctors and put them under their thumbs. So I got this petition up there, and it requires 100,000 signatures by November 2nd. So it's something that obviously has to go viral, and that's why I'm asking your help.
All right, so Kenny, let's take that. Have you sent it along? Send it.
I will post it.
We'll post it from you. Yeah, we'll post it from your Facebook site. And
yeah,
we'll put it on facebook.com/good day. Yeah, that makes good sense.
Yep. Yeah, come on. I mean, you know, so often people end up, they're in a hospital situation and maybe an anesthesiologist is called in and, oh, they're not under the plan, so you get to pay more. Or, someone's in long-term in a hospital and they develop a bed sore and the dermatologist. I mean, there's so many circumstances.
But you see it all the time, Bruce. If you look at your payments that are made by Medicare, for example, you see, okay, the bill was $400. Medicare allowed $136, and that's what the doctor took. So why would you pay $400? Why is it fair for the guy off the street to pay $400 and Medicare to pay $136 for the same thing? That's the point you're making here, and that's why you should check out the petition. Kenny will post it right away. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Check out this information and lots of other great information from Dr. Shanahoff's website, 818newback.com. Service of the Doug Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I don't not like cats. I just prefer dogs. I mean, I'm just more of a dog kind of, you know. Come home and wagging your little tail, happy to see you. Kind of.
So you need that assurance, do you? You prefer an emotionally shallow animal?
I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown. Under our roof, it's my way or the Long Island Expressway. Is that understood?
Easy one, huh? Sure is. The number one movie this week in 2000, Meet the Parents. I thought it was Meet the Fockers.
It was the second one, wasn't it?
No. Was it Meet the Fockers? No, it was Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers.
Right.
That was the second one. That's the sequel, Doug.
Oh, was it?
Okay, so it was the sequel.
Oh, okay. Randy Newman singing A Fool in Love is the movie music to get us started as we get into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here to go through the box office winners, the victories, things that were good at the box office over the weekend. Be interested to see how that movie with... where did it go?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck did. Yes, that's fine.
I want to see that.
Thank you. Yeah, I do too.
Did you
too,
see
actually.
It?
Yeah. No, but I want to see it. Yeah, I want to see that.
I went to see. I'll tell you all about it.
All right. Hear ye. Chuck Curry is here to tell you all about it in just a moment. His movie moments is on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
All right, so Chuck Curry monitors what's going on at the movies over the weekend. So Monday's job is to present us with box office totals and declare victory or interest in some good movies, or if there are bad movies, in your rendering of some of the movies you like, calling them good, and my rendering of some of the movies that I might call good are different. But you don't argue with success. What was number one?
Actually, it was a very good weekend for theater owners at the box office because people came out to the movies. David Fincher's highly hyped mystery thriller Gone Girl opened number one barely, but it did very well, $38 million in business. I thought this was a very interesting watch, as the movie is not really just a murder mystery, but it juggles, I don't want to give it away, but it juggles like three or four different themes within the context of one film. I thought Ben Affleck was very good, but this actress, who most people haven't heard of, Rosamund Pike,
no,
who plays the female lead, Amy.
Yeah, she's a familiar face. She's a familiar face. You recognize her if you saw her. You wouldn't know her name, but you'd recognize her if you saw
her. She's outstanding, and she's going to get a lot of work after this movie.
Has Affleck finally has he established himself as someone who can open a movie with all of the, how many, we've got Tom Cruise who can open a movie, Will Smith can open a movie, and well, I think even you can argue Matt Damon can open a movie. There are people who said that Affleck wasn't a great actor, he was a great director, but it seems to me this, and he's starring more and more movies, so somebody must figure that he can actually open a movie.
Well, he's gained more of a following. If I had to flip a coin between him opening a movie versus Matt Damon, I'd go with Matt Damon. But listen, Ben Affleck's going to play Batman in Superman versus Batman, and it doesn't get any more high profile.
What do you suppose when those guys get together because they're best friends, they talk about?
They must have to shake each other because they've been very, very successful.
Yeah,
you know, one other guy who's really good in this film, Tyler Perry. He plays a supporting role as a high-profile lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He's really, really good.
Number two
was the horror film Annabelle. Did very well also, $37 million on a $6 million budget, although the studio spent a lot of money to market it. Denzel Washington's The Equalizer, third, $19 million, $64 million in 10 days. The Box Trolls, fourth, $12 million. And Maze Runner, five, ran out the top five movies.
All right, so when did you revive this weekend?
I hosted a revival of the 1987 vampire comedy horror film, The Lost Boys, with Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. And I had a great time. About 65 people showed up. I thought the movie held up really well.
It's
just
classic.
As I remembered it back in 87.
Classic. When are you talking about?
It is.
Yes,
it is.
Classic.
Not for you. You're old, but
Gone was a win.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.